Blog Talk Radio.
Because of who you are.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. And I worship you because of who you are. Glory be, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. You are our Savior. You are our Redeemer. You are Jehovah Jireh. Jehovah Shalom. Hallelujah. Jehovah Zinu. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Glory, glory, glory. This is Pastor Paul A. Ramos. The truth, and I have been able to host for today, and you could call us at 516-418-5444. Press number one to speak with our host. If you have a testimony, comment, or question, we would encourage you to invite your neighbors to join us here on Blog Talk Radio. Glory be, glory be. We are tackling the subject, Christianity Real. Is Christianity real? Part one today, we're going to talk part two. Glory be, glory be. And that song was pretty much appropriate because of who you are. I just want to give you a little disclaimer. The songs that we play here don't belong to the church, don't belong to Pastor Conway, doesn't belong to Blog Talk, so they belong to the individual artists. And we've got the CD and DVDs with permission from them to use them in glory be. So many voices out there and so many things going on in the body of Christ, in the church. You have to be cognizant of the fact that the enemy looks at you to try to discourage you from believing what is true. Remember, Jesus called him a liar and the father of a liar. And everything that he does is a liar. Why, you know, sometimes when you have religious service, too much of what the demons talk back, because I know that they're lying. They could be lying to me. So why am I going to put any weight to what they're saying? I depend on Jesus Christ, in the name of Jesus Christ, and only on him. Glory, glory, because he got the victory. He went through, he shed precious blood to redeem us. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So we're talking about Christianity Real, part two. Let's talk word prayer before we start. Father, in the name of Jesus, from all blessings come, thank you for this opportunity that we have, this open Blog Talk Radio, to present our topic of Christianity Real. Lord, our people, our brothers and sisters, Father God, they need to know for sure, but in our study, Lord God, their faith and their belief is going to be challenged because the enemy is mighty at work. You said in your word that he's like a roaring lion in whom he may be devoured. Glory be. And you told Peter that the enemy wants to sit them like wheat. Jesus said he was praying for him. And we just thank you, Lord God. You said with the two or three gathered in your name in the midst, and we thank you that you're here, although I'm the one here, but this in the background on Blog Talk Radio, there's people from Europe over there where dark right now, there's people in the Western Hemisphere right now. You're welcome to call 516-418-5944, or you could log on and reach us through the chat room. We will respond to any questions, comments, questions that you have. Glory be to the Lord. If we get to point one of this lesson and you have a testimony to give or question that you have or comment, we will start with the program and address you appropriately. We have the answer. We give the answer. We don't have the answer. We will search the scriptures and get the answers for you. Glory be. We believe in God the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. We believe that Jesus Christ is God and no one else but him. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. It's Christianity Real. An introduction to part number two. And one of the verses that we're going to be looking at comes from 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 15 and 16. And the Word of God says, but set sanctify the Lord God in your hearts. Be ready always to give an answer to every man that asks you a reason of the hope in you with meekness of fear, having a good conscience that they speak evil to you as evildoers, they may be ashamed that falsely accuse your good conscience, Christ. Glory be, glory be, glory be. You know, let's break it down to our vernacular so we could understand what the scripture is saying to us there. It says, always be ready. Always be ready for what? To give an answer, it says. Give an answer to every man that asks you a reason the hope that's in you with meekness of fear. So, brothers and sisters, as we travel in this world, as we travel in the streets, glory be to God. The Lord God will bring people in our attention. And they would have questions. They have ideas. We answer them, and we share with them the gospel. Glory be to the Lord. Or you might be able to give in our tracts to work of the evangelists. You're giving out tracts. You're speaking to people. And question, you know, if there's a God, why is he allowing this mess to happen in the world? Well, the simple answer is to obey God. There's and their disobedience was projected on us. We're the ancestry. We're the progenitors. And so we're the world has fallen. And you know, our God is not like other gods. Our God created us in his image, and he gave us with creation a free will. So if you're willing to hurt somebody, God is going to intervene. He might allow you to finish what you did, and then you're the suffering of that individual through your business, God will bring a revelation and this could change. God will never touch your will because he did not make you a robot. He made you a free will person who has a freedom of choice. Like, for instance, we have a debate whereby some people rename the the reproduction of the woman, killing the murdering child, the womb, abortion, and they call the reproduction system, and we're interfering with their choice. Who's making the choice for the child? The child, he did not actually come into this world. However, we take it upon ourselves to go to these doctors and nurses and allow them to kill, murder the child within in our womb and then take it out by part and sell the organs, the tissues. God doesn't interfere. And then, of course, why? In the old time, it used to be similar. You know, in the case, a doctor's needle into the base skull of a child, it's and like fire to the brain, and the child dies. Well, in the Old Testament, when you read the nation of Israel and other nations, the Canaanites, they used to offer up their child to Baal. They had a statue, an open belly, used to be on fire. They would put babies on hands of this image. But prior to that, the drum would be louder, drowning out the cries of the infant. And when the infant died from the burning in the hands, they would talk into the belly, the sacrifice to Baal. And so in these days, you might not put the baby on the hand of image, but you allow the doctor to insert a saline into the base of the skull, injecting a burned brain and the baby dies, then they take them out in pieces and sell them for organs and sell tissues. That is abortion against God's word. And I didn't want to speak on this topic. It's something that the Lord gave me in my heart. Someone out there that needs to hear that that baby has a soul. That baby has a spirit. That baby is known by God in the mother's womb. Yet, if you choose to, if you have in the past committed murder, God loves you. He don't want you to perish. He's in heaven. He's coming by the blood of Christ. But God loves you, and he don't want you to hurt yourself for the mistakes that you made in the past because you were misinformed by other people. So be ready always to give an account. Give an answer to everyone that asks you for the reason that in you. Having a good conscience means that you speak to the people out there. You're not going to them. You're not going to give them false information, misinformation. You give the truth. God is the truth. Jesus is the truth. He's the way, the truth, the life. So you give them the truth so that they could hear the words and come unto the Lord. The Bible says, unless a person is driven by the Holy Spirit, cannot be saved. So you give the truth, and the Holy Spirit will take that truth and will manipulate it in the hearts so the person could understand and they could choose to do the right. Glory be to the Lord. So how do we sanctify God in our hearts? One, there's many ways, but we're going to talk about several of them. We're going to take one at a time. In word, teaching sound doctrine. There's a lot of people out there that they claim that God spoke to them. They develop a doctrine to other people who are unaware. So those are people that, like wolves in sheep's clothing, go out. Sheep, the sheep, maybe the brand new sheep of them, that's all the voice of God. And they bring confusion and chaos. And they teach the wrong thing. And Jesus said to them, be careful, because you got false teachers, wolves among you, that will come after I leave. So you have to be in word, teaching sound doctrine. What does that mean? Isaiah said, precept upon precept, line upon line. What does that tell us? That the word of God identifies itself. It gives us the definition. It gives us the reason and evidence. The word of God is like, let me just share something very simple, superficial. Let's say you're taking a shower. Go into the shower after you have taken off your clothing, all outside clothing, your inside clothing, and you go into the shower and taking a bath. Well, the same thing with the word of God. As you study, you go back to the same scripture back and forward. It's like getting deeper and deeper into the layer. Another superficial description is an onion. You peel the onion back. You have many layers of that onion. Well, the same thing with the word of God. It's like many layers you got to go in. You might see this verse today and see the same verse next year, and it's given a religion to you, and you wonder, you've never seen it before. Jesus told the Pharisees and Sadducees, the scripture in them have life, and they are the ones that speak of me. So you want to teach sound doctrine. Glory be. Thank you, Jesus. In Romans chapter 1, verse 16, it says, for I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, the power of God unto salvation to everyone who believes, to the first and also to the Greek. I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. There's only one gospel out there. Revelation, the word of God, the gospel of Christ. What is the gospel? Some people don't give it a gospel. Well, the word itself means good news. But the gospel is 1 Corinthians chapter 15, 1 and 4, says that Jesus Christ came, died, was buried according to the scriptures. He resurrected on the third day. That's the gospel. And we preach that, the death, the resurrection of Jesus Christ, there's going to be a transformation, and how God in the world will bring salvation. God will draw you, that person, through the Holy Spirit, and they will believe. They will know that that's the truth. There's many books out there, many that they call holy books, books out there that are of different things of the world, but there's only one Bible. Glory be to God. There's books in this Bible, and in every page, in every book, you will see the Lord Jesus Christ. If you see him, you will find him. Glory be to God. In Romans 10, verse 17, it says, faith cometh hearing, and hearing the word of God. I don't preach the word of the God. And the gospel of God, chapter 1, verse 1, it says, in the beginning was the word, and the word was with God, and the word was God. So, all this was created by him. So, there's nothing else we could share with people but the word of God. If we share with people different things, that's not right. Gospel, and God wants us to gossip. We might go out there to the streets to meet somebody and share things. It's not going to bring salvation to them. Hallelujah. Could also read 2 Timothy 3:16 and James 1:18 regarding teaching. Glory be to the Lord. And that's what we need to do, my brothers and sisters. We need to teach sound doctrine. How do we teach sound doctrine? All the word. We go line by line and let word of God, that the Holy Spirit touch our hearts, it brings transformation, it brings a change. 2 Corinthians 17, it says, he does in all things are past, behold, all things have become new. We are a new creature in Christ Jesus. Now, we're no longer the way we were before. We are different. The word of God says that he translated us from the kingdom of darkness to the kingdom of his son, Jesus Christ, and he sealed us with the Holy Spirit unto the day of redemption. Glory be to the Lord. And we see that we sealed us with the Holy Spirit two places that I know of right now, and that's in Ephesians and Corinthians. So it's not like a strange doctrine. It's something that we believe and hold dear to our hearts. That and he wrote it from Isaiah 61. The Spirit of God is upon me, and he has anointed me to preach the good news to the poor, give sight to the blind, give hearing to the deaf, to preach the kingdom of God. And Jesus Christ came and did that. And he healed a lot of people. He after his baptism into the wilderness, when he came back, demon possessed, he delivered them. He brought them up. He resurrected them. Some people were demon possessed. He liberated them, set them free. Some people that were sick with illness, he healed them. Glory be to the Lord Almighty. Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God, the Messiah, Yeshua HaMashiach. He's the one that came and did what the Father sent him to do. came, said what and helped us we could teach a sound doctrine. Jesus Christ is the one promised from my God through the prophet of old. If you read Psalms 22, Psalm 16, you're going to read about Jesus Christ. When you read about the Exodus, when you put the blood on the lentils, that was the type Jesus died on the cross. When you see Moses ascending on Mount Sinai to get the commands and God descending, it's a type of rapture. A lot of people don't believe Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 16 through 18. It tells you what is going to happen. It says, I don't want you to be ignorant of those who are falling asleep, like those that don't believe. God himself will bring with him that are falling asleep. Christ, Jesus Christ with a shout, the voice of the archangel, with the trumpet of God, the dead in Christ will rise first, and we that remain shall be caught together with them and meet Christ in the air. That's what the rapture, we're going to meet him in the air. Pause in the quicker than I, this mortal we're going to be just like him, and we're going to be like him in a glorified body, and we're going to be him in the air. And he said in the Gospel of John chapter 14, he said he will come back and receive us unto himself and take us where he's at. He said, so well, and you may be also. That's the rapture, my brothers and sisters. You don't want to be left behind. You don't want to be, you don't want to keep yourself holy. No one sees the Lord. So you want to keep yourself holy and righteous before God. Don't wait to get holiness. Don't wait to get righteousness. Right now, Holy Spirit in the Hebrew says, today is the day of salvation. Right now, we give ourselves up to God and holiness and righteousness. We ask God to cleanse from all sin, conscience, and omission of sin. Okay? You need that. You need to be every day in God, worshiping him because of who he is. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And that's the sound doctrine that you want to share with others, that they can't find salvation no other than Jesus Christ. He said it in the Gospel of John, chapter 14, verse 6. I'm the way, truth, and life. No man comes to the Father but by me. The church, the way, truth, and the life. Tap it. Also, this program on Blog Talk Radio. You could call 516-018-5944. We're talking about Is Christianity Real, Part 2. And we share some scriptures with you all. If you have a question, comment, or testimony, please call us at that number, 516-518-5944. Press number 1, the host, or you log on, go to the chat room, and share your concerns there, and we would answer it. Glory be to the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Number two, and how we sanctified God in our hearts. Conversation. When we go to Galatians, we're going to go to Galatians chapter 1. And we're going to go to Galatians chapter 1, and that's going to be glory to the Lord. Galatians is after 2 Corinthians, and Galatians chapter 1, verse 13, and the word of God says, but certify you, brethren, that the gospel which we preach of is not after. For I neither received it of man, it was taught it, but by the revelation of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. if you want to go over to Ephesians chapter 4, and we're going to go to verse 22, says that ye put off concerning the former conversation the new man, which is corrupt according to the lust, and be renewed in the spirit of your mind, and that you put on the new man, which after God has created righteousness and true holiness. So, conversation, brothers and sisters, we need to continue to speak in righteousness and holiness. We cannot divert. We cannot allow the world to divert us to this. Like right now, you have brothers and sisters in the office that compromise with the word of God to get prosperity, to get notice, their conversation about God with their mouth, but the heart is talking of Jesus Christ. They speak about God with the mouth, but the heart is far from them. Because I've heard in the news how Christians have a wars program for Christians. Afterward, they have a party, and they'll be drinking, and music will be playing. That can't be. That defines our heart and our conversation, because all sorts of conversations occur in worldly parties. It doesn't edify the body of Christ. It doesn't glorify God. It doesn't bring, lift up Jesus Christ. It lift up the others, because we're looking for notoriety, and that's not God. God tells us to say that we are to be humble as a dove. Humble as a dove. We need to do that in order for us to continue to have and find our hearts. How can we walk around and with our mouth say one thing and we do something else? We are violating the word of God. You know that cover to cover, the word of God is true. You cannot say that I am keeping this part of the Bible, but I am not keeping this part of the Bible, because it doesn't apply, because I want to do it. Guess what? The word of God says that we are given account for every deed, for every word that we have said. So, don't get caught up. Don't let the enemy deceive the word of God, practice the word of God from cover to cover. Don't compromise. Don't give in to compromise situations, because at the end, you're going to lose. The enemy is there laughing at you because you're saying one thing, but you're doing something else. And you're not representing Christ. In the book of Corinthians, Christ said, or the word of God said, that we are ambassadors of Christ. Ministry of reconciliation. How can we represent God as an ambassador and present the gospel of reconciliation when we ourselves are not what we're preaching? We need to practice what we preach, brothers and sisters. There's no way that you could be reading the Bible, even what the Bible says, but you're doing something else. Something is not right. You cannot pick which scripture applies to you. All scripture. And we go to, I believe it's 1 Timothy 2 Timothy 3:16. Let me go there. 2 Timothy 3:16. What God says, all scripture, not the one you choose, not the one that you pick your life, but it says all scripture is inspiration of God, and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfectly furnished unto all good works. be your peace. And that from a child has known the Holy Scriptures, which are able to make thee wise unto the faith with Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. The Word of God tells us, but we have a more global prophecy. More Word of prophecy. Was inspired by the Holy Spirit. Holy men spoke as they were inspired by the Holy Ghost. So brothers and sisters, you can't choose and pick the Word of God. What is the Word of God? When you go to the book of Psalms, verse 19, and you go to verse 10, it tells you what the Word of God does. So there's no way that you could, there's no way that you should compromise with the Word of God. In the Word of God, chapter 19, Psalms 19:7 says, the law of the Lord is perfect, converting the soul. The testimony of the Lord is pure, making wise the simple. Founded by the Word of God. So it is the Word of God, when you speak, bring forth conviction. The God has written in our hearts the New Testament, the testimony of Jesus Christ. And the moral law is there. When you speak, well, it is the law that covers the soul. It's not to be tattletale of your life. Tattletale somebody else, right? The lady will bring forth anything going to bring forth and glory unto God. None of that for sure. Hallelujah. You also read Hebrews 13:7. It helps you to understand of the conversation. So we have to sanctify God in our hearts. That's our scripture for this, right? But sanctify the whole body in your hearts. And we always to answer to every man that asks you a reason of the sin to make them fear. And a good conscience. That whereas speak evil to you as doers, and be ashamed, and mostly use your good conscience in Christ. Glory. So we're talking about sanctifying the Lord in our hearts. We talk about sanctifying the Lord through our word, teaching sound doctrine, and our conversation. And let's go to the one for today, and then we'll finish with that. The third is in charity. Now, that word charity in the Greek is also love. What kind of love are we talking about here? Well, let's look at 14 and verse 4. It says, charity suffers long and is kind. Charity envies not. Charity rewards not itself, is not puffed up. Look at each of these descriptions of charity. You're looking at Jesus Christ. Now, the word charity there that we read is the word in the Greek, how God's kind of love. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. God's kind of love, charity, that type of love. the love supersedes all, the love that is without restrictions, the love that continues all in all. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Charity suffered long. Charity ended not. Charity was not enough. It's not puffed up. Type of love. Now, there's different types of love that the Bible speaks about, but this is the type of love that is of God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. We praise you, glorify you, and give you all the honor. Charity suffered long. So we know that the Bible said the long suffering of the Lord is the love he has for us, because he doesn't wish that we should perish, but should come to repentance and to the knowledge of the truth. Send anybody to hell. All he does is accommodate the wishes, body and soul and spirit, right? That'd be God, but God doesn't do that. God don't want us to die. God wants us to live in righteousness. So a charity that we have suffering long. Why is God waiting so long for you to make up your mind? Because he loves you. He don't want you to pass. Because he knows the day that Christ comes back to the church has 7 years of tribulation come upon this earth on this obedience. We have the Antichrist to be revealed, and he's going to set up a one-world religion, one-world economics, and one-world government to control the masses. And people are going to follow through, because at that time the Jewish people are going to accept the Antichrist as a true Messiah. He's going to be a false Messiah, because he's going to go to the temple and sit in the temple as he is God, and the Jewish people are not going to accept that. And that's how he has a bloody wound to his head and then resurrect. Yeah. And you know, a lot of people are going to say he's the Messiah, he resurrected, but that's not the one that has this long-suffering love. Well, God is kind to us. How is he kind? Well, he looks at you and I, and he gives an opportunity to receive and reject the Lord Jesus Christ. He doesn't wipe you out the moment that you reject Jesus Christ. He can give you an opportunity to change your mind through different circumstances and different events in your life. Come your way, you have an opportunity to say, Lord, forgive me. And so he's kind, because he doesn't allow his wrath to fall upon you. Now, he said yesterday to him, forevermore, and when he lets it rain on the good and bad, when it shines, the sun is shining, it shines on the good and bad, but he doesn't destroy you because he loves you. He made you for you to fellowship him. He made you to worship him. He made you to command everyone to repent. He commanded, because he judged the world righteousness by Jesus Christ. So why not repent of your sin? You know what you have done. You know what you have done that separates you from God. God is not going to say, okay, you make it because you did deeds. It's not by deeds that you make it to heaven, by having faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. Much money you give to church or charity, it's not by how much work you do to help others, by your relationship with him. And the Bible says, only the terror of God to sway men. We want to sway you, my brothers and sisters. Don't fall to the hands of an angry God. I love you very much. But because he's just, he's got to make sure, he will make sure that sin is judged properly. One day, Satan will be bound for 1,000 years. During the 1,000-year period, people are going to take the mark of the beast. When 1,000 years old, he's going to be loose. And there's going to be people during the millennium time who will not accept Jesus Christ as the Lord and Savior. So the Bible says in the millennium time, a lot of Christians will go to Jerusalem and during the time of the tabernacle, we celebrate the feast there and worship him, but a lot of people won't, and they'll take the mark of the beast. And what happens, there's going to be a great final judgment. You, without Christ, will be presented for the great throne judgment, and everything that you said and everything that you have done will be judged. The greatest that anyone could have is to die without Jesus Christ. Because when you go to the great throne judgment, I answer, are you going to give God? He asks you, what did you do with my son, Jesus Christ? Don't you realize my son died in your place? He shed innocent blood, perfect blood, your sins. He paid the price for your sins to redeem you, and you rejected him. What excuse are you going to give the Lord? Are you going to be like some of them and say, Lord, I believe, I cast out demons, I did a lot of good works. He said, I never knew you. I never knew you. You want someone to pat you on your back. Don't look for a pat on the back. Have a relationship with God Almighty. The song, when we first started, said, because of who you are, I give you worship. I give you peace because of who you are. And so when you read your scriptures, you read your Bible, when you fellowship in the churches with other believers, when you go to Bible study, when you go to group study, you're going to learn and you're going to understand. You're going to know Jesus Christ more and more every day. Because how can you know anyone unless you fellowship with them? And so is the Lord. You don't want to be left behind, brothers and sisters. You want to go forward because he loves you very much. Charity is not. Jesus Christ don't need to envy anything. He is in the Lord of Lords. Everything we have, he created. So it don't be at him. We don't need to be envied because we've been blessed with the blessings of heaven. Chad Bolton, not itself. That's fine. We don't want to have pride in our hearts. So the God says that he draws closer to the hope and away from the problem. So we don't want to boast ourselves. So look at me. Look who I am. I'm nobody. If the Lord chose to anoint me to be a pastor, he chose me to do that. I didn't look to be a pastor to vote myself up. I don't want to be looking at me. When they look at me, they should see Jesus. That's my priority right there. That's how I should live. That's how my should be. My work, my conversations should always be about the Lord Jesus Christ. Love is not puffed up. Puffed up, in other words, big head. I don't want to have a big head. You know, man, a pastor doesn't mean that I'm better than anybody. I need God's forgiveness and love just like you. I need no more, my brothers and sisters, anymore. As a matter of fact, the word says, Jesus is going to say, woman, my good and faithful servant. That's what all I want to be is my servant, to do the things that you call me to do, the servant. So you're an apostle, praise the Lord, you're an apostle. You're a prophet, praise the Lord. You're a pastor, praise the Lord. You're a teacher, praise the Lord. You're an evangelist, praise the Lord. If you are helped, praise the Lord. These things, though, is to edify the body of Christ, not to edify yourself, not to puff yourself up. Love doesn't puff itself up. Love cares about all my brothers and sisters. Hallelujah. So about 5 minutes ago, you could call 516-418-594. Press number 1 to speak with the host. And the host is the Truth and the Life Tabernacle. Say Ramos Jr. We're here live on Blog Talk Radio. We would encourage you to have your family, friends, Blog Talk Radio, or you can look on, speak to us through the chat room. Next week, next day at 6 o'clock, we're going to continue in Christianity, Is Christianity Real? Introduction of Part 2, and we're going to cover three parts, hopefully. Sanctify the Lord in our hearts, in spirit, number one, in faith, number two, and in purity, number three. The doctrine of Christianity is eternal. The incarnation is the foundation of Christianity. The keeping of the commandments of the Testament of a genuine love. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. The bottom line of all this is the resurrection of Jesus Christ. The resurrection. If you take away the resurrection, then our faith is in vain. But recently people celebrated the worldly commercial of Easter. Those of you in the church celebrated first fruits, or the wave of the old according to the festivals, the resurrection of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ on Sunday, and we just thank the Lord that we have the opportunity. We know that 3 days from resurrection comes, that was given of the law, and it was also the giving of the Holy Spirit, the disciples. But you know what? You don't have to wait for the Pentecost feast to happen. You to be with the Holy Spirit. You could pray in your home, lift up your arms out of God Almighty, and in the name of Jesus Christ, thank Him. Begin to praise Him, begin to worship Him, and thank Him, and ask Him to fill you with the Holy Spirit, because you'll be guided and directed the way you should go in the praise of God. And then you go out and do the work that God tells you to do. Glory be to the Lord God Almighty. So, this is Pastor Carlos de Ramos of the Way, the Life Tabernacle, the host, here on Blog Radio. You can call 516-418-594. Press number 1, the host, or you can go on the chat room. If you have any questions, comments, questions, you could raise them, and we will listen and rejoice with you. Glory to the Lord. Hallelujah. Don't forget, on Sunday at 6 o'clock, we have Bible Mysteries. And this Bible mystery is, who wrote the book of Hebrews? You're going to be surprised. Who wrote the book of Hebrews? Oh, and then we have Tuesday night at 6 o'clock, we have prayer. Join us on the Bible Mystery, 6 o'clock on Sundays, where our Tuesday Bible study. Here on Talk Radio, same time, same location, same telephone number, and same blessing. Glory be to the Lord God Almighty. God, if you want to have a private conversation, Professor. The phone number is 772-263-3178. And to Sunday evening, where we'll be back with the Bible Mysteries and the ritual.